Karofsky did especially well in Democratic strongholds like Dane County, where she received 81% of the vote. But compared to last year's Supreme Court race, she increased votes everywhere. J. Miles Coleman with the University of Virginia Center for Politics says that included cutting into the usual Republican edge in GOP strongholds like suburban Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties.
Geographically, almost everything that could have gone right for the Democrats basically did.
Coleman says that even if Milwaukee and Madison's votes were removed from the statewide total, Karofsky would have won by about 3 percentage points. But he cautions against reading too much into what the race might mean for November's election, given the recent volatility of Wisconsin Supreme Court results. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.